Okay, we're on page 22. Yudav home base. You can write with anything. The get. Bidio, these are various different types of ink. Dio is a black ink. Sikra is like a reddish ink. Kumas is another type of ink. They're all different types of ink. Kalkantom. Anything which marks. However, ink when you may not write. Lo bimashkin, not with beverages. Lo meperos, nor with fruit juices. Lo b'chol davar sheino shokayam, not with anything which doesn't last because it fades very quickly. Al kol kais, you can write on anything. Al olo shel zayis, on an olive, olive tree leaf, keren shapora, and on the horn of a cow. No support, pardon, you give the woman the cow. Yachel Evid, you can write it on the hand of an Evid. No Silas Evid, you give her the slave. You can't write something which is alive, nor on food either. Okay, it's got to be something which is dead and is not food, and the Gemara is going to say why. Because of, it says you write to get, not that you engrave the get. And because of lo meitiv, not that you drip the get. And because of lo shofech, not that you pour the get. What do all these things mean? Because of lo chokek, that's what they're beginning to write. So, is tiny, tiny, those who say, if you look at, even if you engrave the get, it's okay. So, Chisa said, manda mar lo chokek, you say, not allowed to engrave the get. It's bepolit mokamaksav, it's where you press out. Not press in. You press out the place which is written. You know, like they stamp a coin, right? So then you're not. What you do is you stamp down the surrounding areas, and it. But you don't write actually. You don't. You're not making the image. The image comes on its own. So to the get, it's not being written. It's coming into. It coming on its own. That's a low. Kagon hadain de dinara, such as when you make a coin. He said that you can engrave a get because it's like when a student's notepad where you use a stylus in order to carve into the wax. So to here, where you're carving into a piece of wood or something like that, that would be a valid get.
On the one hand, you're pressing here, you're breaking into
the letters. That's right. That's okay. Right. The intention of the letters is what makes it okay. That's great. That's great. Out the intention. Right. So it says more further. So kasav lo ametiv. Now, ametiv means actually, you don't actually write. If I had, let's say, a pen and I dripped ink on the paper from the pen, like that, that's not considered to be a valid form of writing. That's the cost of law mative. Now you drip ink. It's a machlokas. So Rabbi Barshom Rabbi Mitanya Chadamar Shelo Irvus and Akuda Kudos. It's only if each dot stands by itself. It's like match the dots. So then or connect the dots. So then, since you didn't connect the dots, it's not okay. But if you actually connected the dots, then it'd be okay. Okay. They connected either by dropping ink very close to each other, I guess maybe by drawing the lines afterwards to connect the dots, that'd be good enough. Whereas the other mandamar holds that even if you mix them together, you connect them, it's still not a valid get, because that's not considered to be derech of ksiva. We're having Shabbos coming up. Not these things specifically, but Shabbos is coming up. But Shabbos should be chayiv as long as you produce legible writing. It'd be chayiv, right?
Even if you tripped it, it'd still be chayiv.
Says Gemara, Amrei b'chia bar ba, ilim b'nei madincha arimins. Kasav lo shofech. If you write and not if you pour. Amrei b'chia bar ba. Now, what does it mean not to pour? Ilim b'nei b'din charimin. The treacherous people in the east. Sarimin sagi, they're very treacherous, not treacherous, very sly, very shrewd. When one wants to write a secret document to his friend, who customarily immediately writes it with meimilim, which really is clear, it doesn't make an apparent impression on the paper. And the guy receives the document, Shafir Dio Shein Bo Apatz, he puts on, he pours ink, which has no apatz. Apatz is like a, is something which makes the ink stick to the paper more. So you don't use this apatz in this type of ink. And Vach the Makabel Vukolate Mokumsav, and it sticks to the place where there was originally something written. So it's like invisible ink, right? So that. Yeah, we have them probably. So that's no good by a get. It has to be that not that you came about in this fashion, but rather you actually sat down and wrote it. Now you poured ink on where it was written before, and the handwriting appeared. Also came to Shabbos Mao. Right, this is the question you asked before. What if you did this on Shabbos? Any of these things on Shabbos, so you chayiv. So Tamati went over there by Shabbos. Kusav al gabi ksav. He had something written down, and you wrote top it. Potter, it's not your potter because you didn't do anything, you know, constructive. Well, it was already written, you wrote on top, so what did you do constructive? Rabbi Yehuda Mishlodesh Tamitavai, the both said, Vusha Kasab Dior Gabi Dior, if you wrote on the same material, the same medium, on top was already written. Ink on top of ink, Sikra Gabi Sikra, Avalin Kasab Dior Gabi Sikra, but if you change the medium from Dior to Sikra, or Sikra Gabi Dior, or vice versa, Chayev, you are liable. Okay? Rabbi Yitzhak by Misharshim Shem Rabbanan Tamon. Rabbi Yitzhak Misharshim say the name Rabbis above him. This, of course, is in the Bible as well. Chayiv Shtayim liable to two. One Mishum Moichek, the other Mishum Kaisim. Because you're erasing the underlying, right, and making the new one. So that's a logical construct. Adam Shem Yon Machtom. What if you win this with Don Artisan? Rishlokish Mar Roshim Fnei Bidyo.
They didn't mention about the
dots. Oh, no, they didn't. You're right. I assume it's the same thing, but you're high. But you're right. They didn't mention it specifically. Good point. I don't know. But I assume you're high. Because even on Shabbos, you're high even for Rishima. Even for making notation. You don't actually have to make literal, you know, letters. So I assume that would be creating notation, even if it's not going to be writing a letter, but it is creating a notation. Maybe not, but I think so. It's hard, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think maybe not, because you're not actually writing something down. You're dripping ink. I don't know, might be Tzovea more than Kose. It's a good point. Probably your potter, as a matter of fact.
I don't recall.
No, we definitely didn't learn it, but maybe Attack is only high because of Tzovea, not because of Kose. That might be true. And of course, Tzovea wouldn't be necessarily be. That's a good question. Okay. So says the Gemara, Einim Shei Yodim Lachdom, we have witnesses who don't know how to sign their names. Rishlokish Amar, Rishlokish said, Roshalim Fnei Bidyo, you write it in ink on the document, Veim Chosim Sikra, and they sign a different form ink on top of it. So therefore, it becomes their signature. Right? The Sikra, or you write in that form of ink, Veim Chosim, and they sign the other form of ink. Amar Biyachon Biyachon said, No. Just because we're dealing with Hilchos Shabbos and we say Hilchos Shabbos, you're chayev based on that. On Matirim Eshesish, we're going to be Matirim Eshesish based on that Svara. In other words, this might not necessarily be true. By Shabbos, it's going to be Ksiva. But even here, maybe it's just not, you're Ksiva, you're just tracing the Edom underneath. So that would not be valid testimony. Where it's here you have to actually sign your own signature. What makes your own signature if you're just tracing the signature underneath? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is not happy with direct tracing. Okay? So what does he permit? Ella, maybe in the Archalok, you bring a blank piece of paper, and you rip it in front of him, and they sign. Now, there are two interpretations of that, and we show you two possible interpretations. One is that you put it on, you put the blank piece of paper before him like a motto and he copies it. The other is that you put it, you make a stencil out of it, and you put the stencil on top of the paper where he's signing. Okay, and he writes, you know, through the stencil. So the obvious.
The stencil already has the name.
Oh, so, well, it's. Whose name? So? But. Yeah, well, that's a. But no, but the Gemara is ultimately not going to like this either. So says the Gemara, if you're using a stencil, It's the first guy's handwriting, right? Because the stencil was the first guy's handwriting on it. So it's not your handwriting, right? Ella, Machliv name is Akera. Rather, what you do is you make a broader opening. In other words, you don't just make it conform to the handwriting of the individual who initially wrote it over, but you make it broader than that, and the guy who signs now signs centering his lines within the broader outline, so it's not fully the same writing. Okay? So says the Gemara, Raimona boy, well, I don't know, centering, whatever he does, but he makes it different. He makes it so it's not precisely like the older, which is copied from the stencil. Raimona boy. Ramon asks, "V'lama leinan amrim roishem lifneim b'mayim?" He asks, "Why don't we just make an impression on the document of the get with water, and they'll sign on the water, right?" No, that way we can tell. I mean, the water eventually will disappear, but the water was there, and it'll show where the. Why do you have to make a stencil just right over the water, over the moist parts? Oh, so I think that's actually Morris' complaint, although nobody else interprets that way, but I think that the line in the top of the next Amud, which is very cryptic, I think interprets like that way. It says, Morris, above your air, Iruokai, we don't do it because if it's going to smudge and run, and the bow is going to come and complain, that's a star mazuyev, right? And it's going to look mazuyev, right? So that's why we don't let them do it. We don't let them do it on top of another liquid because it'll look bad. Okay? Hakorea al or ketav nisksav. Somebody who rips on hide that which looks like writing, kosher. Haroshem al or ketav nisksav. Somebody who makes a mark on the or doesn't rip into the skin. But he writes on it, Kisav Nisksav, something which looks like writing. It's possible. Why? Because on a hide, which is not yet prepared, you can very easily forge documents. It's like parchment, you could tell if it was erased and rewritten. But on the hide, you can't tell, so therefore you can't give a get on the hide. Okay? It says a Roshim or Ketav, somebody who makes the mark on the hide with his pen, Kesav Niksav even looks like the regular writing, so it's no good. Okay. Harezek der Amnashitinei, if the guy says this, you're getting on the condition you give it back to you give it to me. Puzzle. It's no good. Because she's not getting the get, she's supposed to be able to keep the get. And here she can't keep the get, right? So therefore it's not a valid care issue. It's not acquiring it. Amanasha Tavsi Reuli, wherever he says, on condition you give it back to me, not that you give it to me, but you give it back to me. Kosher, that's okay. Says, what's the difference? Velo doi kadmai, so isn't that the first case we just said, puzzle? Amreosi said, lichshed tadini. When you analyze it, you understand it better. Kshadini, when you make a diun about it, an analysis. But how you understand? Amreosi Rabun. When he said, I want to get him, first you fulfill the mitzvah, be megurashis, and then you give it back to me. So that's why it's valid. How do we know? Where do we have such a case? We're all familiar with the case. There were too many people there pushing and shoving for that esrog. And that was the situation out in the streets. Rabbi Yaakov, but now Yaakov had his own esrog, and he gave it as a matana to his son, who was assumed over the age of bar mitzvah, because under the age of bar mitzvah, a little bit of a difficulty. And he said that. He gave his esrog matzol yivnei as a gift to his son. Varmalein, he said, l'chshatizke bo mitzvos avtach zireli. When you're zoicha in it, and it's mitzvos, give back to me. So we see that there's this concept of give it back. Matzon am nas lahachzir. Okay?
You said that the woman has to keep her get. She has to keep it
until it works. Right. As long as she doesn't have to get back right away, she's okay. That's exactly what it's saying. As long as she's aware of what she got and it works, that's sufficient. But she doesn't talk to the Bismana, so they don't keep the kid. No. They got a verification from the basin that they were divorced, but they don't keep the actual kid. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi boy, what if you wrote it on a golden cup? The get. Varmala, now because it's a golden cup, you said, Mokom Aksav Shalech. You get the place where their actual letters written. But the rest of it is mine. The rest of the cup is mine. Weird, but that's what he said. You get that part of the cup and the rest of the cup is mine. So what's the halach in this case? So says the Gemara, is there writing in this? There's no ksav. Now Gemara is not going to be so simple with this, but the Gemara gets a little bit choppy here. Gemara will come back to this later on. But it says Gemara, Ora Nikra, and this is not direct, not exactly tangent, it's similar, but it's not precisely the same. Ora Nikra Rei Kosher. If you have ripped hide, and you wrote the get on ripped hide, that's kosher. It's correct if you became ripped after it was written, Harei's apostle, that's no good. So says the Gemara, that which is good to begin with, is only where it's ripped in other areas. But Kishaloni Skarim Kikar Basin, not where it was torn as basin tears again. Avanika Kikar Basin, but if it's ripped where the basin rips again, then it's possible. Even if it was ripped before he wrote the get, because in that obviously indicates that the get was not meant to. Not obviously based on what the apostle they get. That's why they did that, right? So Ezu Kerisha Basin, what's considered to be a way that Basin rips a get? Bank Sav Le'edim, where you rip the get between the writing and the witnesses. So that's the way Basin rips a get to apostle it. And nowadays Basin rips a get a different way, obviously, to indicate that it's been used. That's the way Basin wrote to get ripped it in order to apostle it. Okay? Now, getting back to the cup issue, right, on the gold cup. Why is that a problem? If you, it says in our Mishnah you can write on an olive leaf. Velokim kuruhu. Can you write the whole get on an olive leaf? So, therefore, obviously, you have to use two or three olive leaves. You're nonetheless considered to be a valid get. Why is it a valid get? Should be like get makura, a ripped up get, right? Why is it valid? Why is it valid?
It's only according to the ratio. Safer said that it's living.
Yeah. No, living means animal. Not leaf, yeah. So, Rabbi Zir, the Tana Buna Bar Shiel, so Rabbi Zir said a clear answer. He said, Buna Bar Shiel said, a field you think could get as long. The minimum share again is a field of Ani Plenty Megarish Ishti Kasha. Well, if they're right, I need plain Megarshis Ishti. So that's a road on the olive branch. Now, so that's more getting back to the rips. The rip gets. The Asi, that which said a rip get is cautious. Lord, it's not a rip basin. Kaidama Rabila, like Rabila said, in Piresh Apostle, that as long as you have two connected parts of the get connected, even tenuously, it's okay. Only if Piresh, they're completely separated, it's no good. Being lab low pH is not to two parts of getting writing is are not pH, then it's kosher. Okay? So first you learn an abbreviated get is enough. Second we learn that it has to be that they're at least somewhat connected still. Okay? The two halves of the get which got ripped up. In order to be verified. Yeah, there are a whole bunch of other requirements of a get.
It's not essential.
What?
According to this,
not that you should. Oh, right, that's true. Because I guess me to a rice, so all you need is this. Good point. Absolutely. Okay. All right. I want to just get a drink of water. 1 second. Oh, go on. Says more further. Karen Chapara on the our mission said that if you write it on the horn of a cow, it's good enough. Masnis in our mission Amar La Harei Gitech. Our mission says it's your get. If you said to this cow is your get. Of the Amar La, if you said Harei Gitech, Bashar Ksuvasech, that the horn is the get. The rest of the cow is pays off your ksuva. So then it's kabagita ksuva sukachas. So she gets both her get and ksuva at once. I guess in that case she's compelled to accept the cow as her get, as her ksuva. Right? Yeah. Amrla Regitan, same thing of Amrla Regitan Ksubaser Kachas, whatever language uses it works. Rabbi Seir Boy Kumi Raimona, a man, Zer asks an interesting question for Raimona, and this is not in the Bavli at all. Most of them will say, what if you give it over the reins of the animal? You don't actually put the animal in her hands. You give her over the reins of the animal, which in the cow, obviously, very difficult to put it in her hands, right? So, Midas Adin at Oimer, according to the strict letter of Koshim Mishpat, you say that Nikne Amekach, right? That's a Kenyan. You say the same thing here. So it says the Gemara, Oshani, or is it perhaps different? It says you have to put it in your hand, Achi Kula Biyoda, so it should have to be entirely in your hand. Now, in fact, this isn't considered to be. This is considered to be a source of a chumra. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down a chumra that which people do, which is when they give a get, so the woman puts their hands like this, right, both hands, because it says here, the whole get is beat in her hand. So she doesn't just grab onto the get like this. She puts both her hands, cups her hands, and receives the get that way.
Now, she's getting the cow. Is it in shus rabim or in her own shus? So if it's in her own shus, does she have to do shiach or anything like that?
According to this, she has to pick up the cow. Doesn't work to do mashiach. That's what it says. But you're right. No, if it's in her own rishus, then her chatzar acquires it for her. And the chatzar, just like a chatzar can acquire the document itself, the chatzar can acquire the cow. Right. It's in a simta, alleyway, or see the rishus of rabbim, something like that. That's right. Okay. Very good. So it says that my time is Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now this is not in the Bavli either. The Rabbi Yosef said here. Rabbi Yosef says that what's our Rabbi Yosef who apostles a get written on an animal? Sefer, my sefer miyuchad she'ein bo ruach chaim. The sefer means something which has no life.
It's not right.
So to the get can have written so it's alive. And my sefer she'ein ochel sefer she'ein ochel sefer is not food. So to have called the Varshen Yochel can be written on food. My time is Rabbana. What's the logic of the rabbis? Sefer means Masefer Shubatol. Sefer is anything separate from the ground. I've called the Varshen Yochel so anything separate from the ground, as opposed to, and that includes an animal, because an animal is not connected to the ground, so an animal would be okay. They don't learn that the problem Ruach Chaim applies. Sefer can theoretically be made of Ruach Chaim, so therefore you can write on an animal as well. Okay.
Why
do you
eat the evidence?
Okay. Yeah. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that the issue is that safer is not considered, that animal cannot be considered safer. So yodos ochin kochin. What do we say about the things attached to the animal? Like the horns, which are like a yad, but which can hold the animal. What's their status? So the Ishminim had done this. Let's hear from here. Kosva Karnatzvi, if you wrote the get on the horn of a deer, it says you got the dough, which means that you took off the horn, right? You scratched it off. The Chasmon, you signed it, Venosel, and you gave it to Kosher. Now here it says, obviously, Mipnesha got the dough. It's only because you removed it and then afterwards signed it, right? But if you first signed it and then removed it, then that's no good. So we see it seems that yadas ochin are like ochin, because here this is a yad to the cow, and it's a problem. Right? Bob Hashem Rai Maisha said. He argues actually the way some of the Achronim learn, which I like, is that he argues. He holds no. The only time the yad is a problem is when it's more than a yad, when it's like a shomer. The zechus shekan, right? A karen part is constructed that it's an outer layer, which is the horn which we see, and then there's the inner layer that's called the zechus. It's called the zechus because that's, you know, it sticks in. Zachar, you know, like a zachar, it sticks in to the outer part. So, you know, like you have, if you ever seen a shofar factory, you know, one of the Lubavitcher shofar factories, so when they make a shofar, they pull out the guts from the inside the shofar. So this is the same idea. He's saying that it's only a problem if you wrote on Zachruso Shoker, it's only permissible if you wrote on Zachruso Shokerin. Avlin Kasab al Nartiko, but I'm sorry. You've told me probably on the Zachar Shokarin, the inside part of the Karen, right? The inner part. Because that's more than a yad, it's a shomer. Because that actually is part and parcel of the head, right? Avalin Kosav al Natiko, but if you wrote on the outer casing of the horn, Kiparushu, it's already, if it's already separated, it's kosher.
But if it's not separated.
What? No, it says Kiparushu, it doesn't matter.
Because it's not living. It's not part of the actual.
That's right. It's not part of the actual. So
it's like
that which
Rabbi Yossi. Nails are dead.
Right. So it's Rabbi Yossi possible. But that's what only one step. It doesn't have a zachrus inside of it. No. The zachrus might be like a chatzitza between, you know, the rest of it. So that's Rabbi Yossi possible. The only possible is zachrus. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yona asks, is this true? Is there a parallel by Yamakshu Lizroim? Yamakshu Lizroim, water has to come down with your willful intent, right? But it can't come down with willful intent on the ground. It has to come down with your willful intent on something off the ground. So is this considered to be a cow or an animal that's considered to be off the ground? Or not off the ground? Because he puzzled writing a get that way, right? We said the safe means not something which has Ruach Chaim, and also though I don't know if we actually see it, but safer also means it has to be separate from the ground, it can't just be karka. That's also the rationale for the Yerushalmi, the way karka cannot become theft. A get. Can't become a get because it's not a safer. It's not a book. Right? Just like A Darvish Ishbel Ruach Chaim is not a book. So to Gland is not a book. Okay, so that's now take the flip side. So if that's the case, the question is, if water fell on a animal, is that already considered to be kiyutan? And then if the and it fell the rut zone, then at that time machshus only has to be makabel tuma.
An animal can't be
mushu kabel tumah, but what about the water which falls on animals' back which you like, and then it dribbles onto the food? Is that makshir the fruit to be makabel tumah? That's the Gemara's question.
So is the animal a chatzitza?
So it's not a chatzitza, but if it's like karka, so it's not kiyutan. It has to be that it was poured on some movable object lishma. So the animal's like karka, so it won't work. So, says Apple Echser Zroim case. Is this true about Echser Zroim? Chachem Shiordo Behema. In a case where you thought that the water should come down an animal. I mean, Behema Ochlin. And from the animal on the food. So, here's actually the line I think I was looking for before. No, it's not actually the line. But in any event, it's similar thing. Tom Rabbi Yosef Lili. So says more no. So there were so yesterday they said safer. My safer dover. This is part of the question, part of the answer. I don't know. Let's see. Rabbi Yisrael, my Yisrael, safer. My same yuchal dover shemo ruachaim. I've called the varshemo ruachaim. V'ha'cho umer chayin. Yet here he said something here. One second. Yeah, he says that Korab Yosef Glili, Sefer, my Sefer, Yucha, Dovashem, Ruchaim, I've called the Varshaim, but Ruachaim. That's a statement, not a question. He's saying here too, you would say by Gittin, you have the same problem. Okay? By Gittin, you would have the problem that, by Gittin, you have the same problem that if you. No, not by Gittin, you're right. By the water which comes down for Tumor, you'd have the same problem. That's what he's saying. right? Because just like over there by get, it's not considered to be a sefer, so too it wouldn't be considered to be vis-a-vis machshir kabatuma, it's not going to be severed from the ground.
So if it pours off the animal onto the fruit,
it's going to be still be tahar. It's not going to be mukshul kabotuma.
And that's because the animal is
like karka. Right. It says Mara. No, there's no comparison. Shani, there it's different. The Siva says, "B'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli itma." Any beverage which goes into a keli itma, and there's an excess verbiage here. See b'chol, okay? You see that it says b'chol. Kutcher says, "Kol mashke yishase." Every beverage you drink is to tome. Why say b'chol kli itma? So that means that we would say that by mukshul kabotuma kol mashke, it's just a plain ribui. Yeah, any mashke would work in order to be mukshul kabotuma. Not any mashke. Any state in which the mashke came down and was even remotely l'ratzon works, and that includes also animals, because only possibly animals elsewhere, not here, because it says kol mashke, any beverage would be machshir kabotuma, because he machshir the even the water which fell on a the cow first, right? Okay. So it says more. So if you're going to go further than go to animals, so say if you want the waters to go down to cisterns and to tunnels and to dugouts, let's say already that it's considered to be machshir kabotuma. So it says, "Mashani yocha to receive keli." It says, "Whatever is mashal kabatuma has to do with the parameters of keli." And karka, it says, is simply not keli. Okay, so that's why it has to be specifically parameters of keli. He's being mukadosh in this case. That he's being mashal kabatuma. Okay.
So the cow is like a keli.
Right, that's right. It's because of the ribui of keli. Okay. Halach dal, ain kais mechubal karka. We can't write connected to the ground. Cousin Mechubar, if you wrote real connected, Tosho, and you severed it. The Chosmo, and you signed it, and Nasalan, you gave it to a kosher. That's okay. As long as the Chasimas, which are the primary part of the get, were done afterwards.
I mean, like the horn from the cow.
Right.
You cut off the horn first.
But that's only, that, I don't know if that's true about the outer part of the cow.
The outer part.
Right, yeah, part of the horn. I mean, that's even if you...
Even if it's still connected.
Even if it's still connected, right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi the Poisel. Rabbi disagrees and says, Plu achik zivosav chasimosav etolush. Unless you're willing to... unless you have the writing and the signatures take place severed from the ground. So not just the signatures, but also the writing, okay? Rabbi Yodah Dibem Seremer, ain't kois, we don't write a get. Lo near machuk, not on a race paper. Velo adiftor, not on a certain type of cloth, which is relatively easy to forge. And they should always die because it could be forged. Hachoy machshir hachoy misay. It's okay in those cases. Okay. Says the Gemara. The reason why they say it's okay, says Rashi, is because of edim sirakarti. Right. We had it actually previously. So it's edim sirakarti. So therefore, we don't care that much what goes on. You know, with the documents, as long as it's written in Lishma, that's good enough. We don't need the other peripheral things. Okay? So it says, Mara, Ha Pliga, now it should be a Ha Pliga Reish Lakish, not Rabbi Yochan. This argues on Reish Lakish. Where's this Machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochan? The Rabbi Yochan and Amar Yochan said, Kosav Tirfo Betofes Kosher. The other one said, if you wrote the Toref, meaning the Iker part of the get, which is the last line, which says, you know, and you're free to go. If you write it as part of the Toref, it's part of the inconsequential part of the get. So nevertheless, it's kosher. the get is kosher. Rabbi Shlokesh Mayan Kosa Tofer Tofer Betovis, he wrote the consequential part of the get, in the inconsequential part, so nevertheless it's possible. What I write here? So there's Shiloh here. Shiloh Reish Lakish. What?
Yes.
Shiloh Reish Lakish, right? Because here it says that in our Mishnah, it says you can write the whole thing and then sever the get. If you hold that the Torah is in the Tofes, then you should have to sever the get before you get to the Torah. So it must be.
I don't see the similarity.
The
it was a cut and paste. I mean, he did it the wrong way. He put the
No. He means not that he put it in the wrong place. He didn't do it with the proper parameters which we'd expect from the chasimus of the get. It wasn't mechubar or something like that. That's what we're talking about. So when it says, when the Rabbi Yehuda said kasav torah for tofa b'tofes, it means you wrote your Torah for the was the Tofes and no more. That's kosher, right? Shri my Kosa Torah for the Tofes possible. No, that's not good enough. You can't write the Torah as a Tofes. The Torah has to be written special, right? Now, the question for our Mishnah is that it said, sound like you can write the whole thing with scraping the ground, as long as you separate before you put on the Edom. So now that's not like Reish Lakish, because at least according to Reish Lakish, the Torah should have the same status. Shmuel Bar Abba boy. Now, Shmuel Bar Abba asked, you signed the get, wrote the get and signed it when it was severed from the Goram. Then he connected the ground. Don't ask me why. Then you severed it ground again. And you give it to Mama Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say about such a case? So it seems clear in that case that Rabbi Yehuda would apostle it. But in any event,
he didn't add anything to the get when he reconnected it, right?
Excuse me? Yes. So the question is really, what it boils down to, where the Orson Mass says, basically, my holds is Bavli Ushami here. The Bavli holds that, the Ushami holds that the reason that you, the get, which is severed from the grounds, is must be severed from the grounds because we said the word safer. But according to the Ushami, that's according to Ushami. When the Bavli, the problem is if there's an interruption to chop it down between the writing and the giving. There shouldn't be such an interruption. You want to be interruption, it might cause complications. So therefore, in this case, if you wrote it all connected to the ground, if you understand, you wrote it all severed from the ground, then reconnected to the ground, according to Shalmi, maybe you can cut off and give it to her again. Right, the Bavli, you couldn't cut off the get again, because the problem is not whether a sefer was created, but whether it was mechutzer ktsitsa, whether it was lacking chopping down in order to validate it. If it's mechutzer ktsitsa in order to validate it, so in that case, The case is, the case is a case where you wrote the document connected, severed from the ground. Then you connect it again, then you severed it again. So according to Yerushalmi, there should be no problem. Or at least there's a tzad to say it's okay, but according to Bavli, it's a problem because there was a time which mechusar ktsitsa. It was lacking being severed from the ground.
Right.
And that's a problem.
It was already written.
Doesn't matter, because in the procedure there can't be an interruption. Okay, it's kind of like we had last night, that, you know, once you write the get, you can't, you have to immediately finish writing it. You can't leave it overnight. So to here, you can't leave an interruption in the middle. Okay? So it says, my lezmer, Rayavin boy, we asked the question. I'm sorry, so let me go back to Shmuel. Shmuel Rabba, boy, kosful, you wrote it, v'chosman, signed it, betosh, chibra, then you connect the ground, betosh, then you connect to pick the ground, and also, ma'am, Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher apostle in this case. Now, Rabbi Lezer, my Rabbi Yavin, boy, Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi asked, kosful, betosh, you wrote it separate from the ground. Chibra, then you connect it to the ground. Between the get and the document, and switch the next two words around, because read Baz do chas motosho, and then you took it, you signed it and then severed it, benasam lo, and gave it to her. Ma amrin berabon, what the rabbi say, and the Gemara doesn't say anything. Okay, so this whole discussion, the poskim, what exactly the gather is, you know, the Rama passes a clue in these cases that these cases are kosher. The question is, what's he relying on? Because the Yerushalmi just leaves them dangling. But in any event, that's not for now. Now this is an interesting thing here. The Korban Eid and the Rebazi want to change the Girsa to Afra Bonem Modu, because that's exactly what the Bavi says. The Bavi says that Rabbanon don't require that it be Eino Yocholiz Daif, that the document can't be forged by Gidin, do require that by Ksuva. Why should they require that by Ksuva? So,
By
Shtar, sorry. By other, also by Ksuva, by other Shtars. So why is it required by other Shtars? Because we want to be more stringent in order to prevent, forgeries. However, by get, we're relying more on the Adim than on the past production of the forgery, so therefore it's not so much a problem. They didn't make such a takana right here. Okay? Right. So that's if you change it to Rabbana Modu. There you are. Machmir on the Babli.
Didn't
they had it already. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think he might be a driver. Maybe that's it's probably driving somebody around. So in any event, again, if you like the Korban Eda and Shait and the Ridbaz, so it should be Mapli and begin of Rishtoros Afra Bottom Moid, then we're more Machmir. But the way it's written in front of us is the exact opposite. Mapli and begin of Rishtoros Afra Behuda Moid, that means we're more Mekel. Which Rabbanon required that it be Ziyuf proof, that it can't be erased by get, will not require that by Shtar. And also Rabbi Huda will concede that point. Rabbanon don't require Ziyuf proof by get, they don't require Ziyuf proof by regular Shtar. And going to get in front of us, even Rabbi Huda will be mandated by other Shtars that they don't have to be Ziyuf proof. Okay? So again, if you have the gear, so like what it is in front of us, so it comes out a kula, that just like by get Rabbanon hold that you don't, it can be written on a forgeable substance, even by other Shtaros, Rabbi Yehuda even concedes that it's okay. If you change it to Rabbanon, then it's a chumra, right? That even though by get you can't write it on Ksav Shafi Yochli's type, by Shtar, it can't be written on Shtar Shiochli's type. And even Rabbanon, who hold that it get can't be written on Shtar Shiochli's type, hold that here can be written on Shtar Shiochli's type. So it says more, deep potter law. This is taught specifically so far, although tomorrow we're negging this later on. Shtar Cholak, if the Shtar is on the smooth part, Adim Amachin, the Adim on the part which is obviously erased. Okay, so in that case, nevertheless, it's possible it's okay by other stars, just not by get. Mishloach says it doesn't make a difference whether talking about get or stars. The machlokas, whether this is valid or not, is the same machlokas. The patala, because he learns, star, it should be, yeah, in other words, we goof a little bit. Rabbi Leza says, "Ma pliyim begitna abu shlishar shlas rayudim." That's Rabbi Leza speaking. Leza says, "If there's a machlok, since that's the case, the potla shtar chok ve'edim amachak." So again, according to learn according to the, specifically now the Shai Torah Sitzol and the Pnei Moshe, that if that he when he said, the Rabbi Leza said, "Abishos rayudim moida." He's saying that the only time they're moited that it's okay with the shtar is on the smooth part and the edim are on machak. Right? Because then we see, like the first line says here, because then we say that in that case, mistam it wasn't forged since the shtar itself looks like it was the genuine article. No, nobody concedes to anybody. It's always a machlokus. And the potter law, he's talking about obviously a different case, because otherwise, where she's arguing, Rebbe is talking about the potter law, shtar, it should be switch words around. Shtar al hamachak, the edim al chasima. If you have the shtar on the erasure, and the, you have the shtar on the erasure, and the edim on the race part, that's considered to be a machlokus as well. Smooth part, right. Vakasha, and we have a difficulty like this. And it should be, instead of Omali Adre, it should be Adre Shlokish. They have a question on Reish Lokish. If the witnesses are on the smooth part, again, switching it, why could you possibly Makshir? They don't know, we don't know what they signed on, because the other part is erased. Now, even if it's written over, but maybe it's written over after the divorce. So says Mar Rabbi Zira Kumrei Mona, Chachom Shem Shitas Rabbi Lezer, Chachom Rabbi Lezer, that, you know what Rabbi Lezer holds by now? Edim Sira Karti. So since Edim Sira Karti, so we don't care. We're not going to look at the Edim on the document, we're going to look at the Edim Sira who come in front of us. That's why it's okay. All right?
Assuming that those Edim
read. Well, assuming, right, we assume that. Okay, so therefore, it should be, the next one is superfluous. We'd have to change anyway, so let's just skip it. Shmuel Amar Zevizah Amachah. Shmuel says, even good at both around the Machak, both the writing and the Edus. All right, why is it good? Says, Yosem Rabbi Yehuda. My time to Rabban. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda sounds good, because Rabbi Yehuda says no good. Why would Rabban say it's good? Rabbi Abba Nikr who im nimcha ka pa machas im nikach shtei pamim. Anybody can tell if it's erased once or erased twice. Isn't that interesting? I remember the Bible reading down, I didn't have time to look it up. But therefore, even if it's written completely ala machak, you can still give it, can still use it again. Now, it's probably only by Shara Shtaris, not by Gittin. But by Shara Shtaris, he says it's okay. Okay. Halokhe, and then we'll stop. Everybody can write a get. Even a minor, etc., an idiot and a child. A woman writes her get. And a man can write the receipt, even though that's the opposite of what they're supposed to be writing. Never said safrus, so everybody can do the safrus. The main thing is the chasimus. Everybody can bring get. Suma of a nachri, a blind person, and a goy who can't say properly funny nechta, funny nechta. Now, in the Gemara here, Mashbir changes the order. First, let's read Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asks, Omar Voksi, because of law, lishma, you have to write for a purpose, right? You have to write l'shem the isha. So you have to write l'shem the isha. How can a cotton do that? A cotton doesn't have das l'shem the isha. Now, going back to the first line in the Gemara, Ravuna Marvushia Pikechoy Minagab, it's principle to have shots. If a gadol is standing over the cotton, we assume that the gadol imparts the cotton with the cotton to the das.
Same thing with the shoter?
No, only with the cotton. Oh, Pikech, though, it says. Yeah, it's got to be the shoter, too. You're right. So it doesn't explain here why it takes the place of das, but you're right, it does by the shoter. Because always when you use the word Pikech, we use the word gadol. That's right. That's a good point. I don't remember. In the Bavli, I think it always says Gadol Omid Agabov. I think it's only going on cotton. Here it sounds like it's going on the rest of them too. That's an interesting point that you raise. Okay? Shmuel says, no, nevertheless, it's not enough just to have him sign with the Gadol Omid Agabov. An adult has to write the Torah of the get. Because that's the Ikar Megarish. But asking Mater Rabbi Shlok is Kosev Tirfah Vitovah's Possible. That's what Rabbi Shlok said. If you write the Torah like the Tovah, Shalol Lishma, it's possible. The Torah has to be written properly. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.